Natasha Yar was born in 2337 on the failed colony world of Turkana IV. Her sister Ishara was born 5 years later. Both of her parents were killed shortly following Ishara's birth, after which they were looked after by, quote, some people for a few months, who later abandoned them, leaving Tasha to care for them both. Tasha had to avoid rape gangs and terrible violence just to scavenge for the bare necessities of life, such as food. One of the only bright spots in her life was finding a cat, which she attempted to protect while being chased by a rape gang. Drug use was also commonplace. Tasha apparently resorted to drugs as an escape at some point, but later remembered that they were of more harm to her than good. Although Ishara decided to remain on the planet and eventually joined the Coalition, Tasha managed to find a way off Turkana IV in 2352 by the age of 15. Ishara and Tasha never saw one another again. Tasha began to attend Starfleet Academy soon after her escape. Tasha credited Starfleet for saving her from her previous life. She joined security because of the lawless environment in which she grew up. In 2363, while conducting a rescue mission, Yar rescued a colonist after transversing a Carnelian minefield. Captain Jean-Luc Picard's ship at the time was also present. Picard was so impressed with her bravery that he recruited Yar for duty on the Enterprise at that time, as Yar's current commanding officer owed him a favor. Yar piloted Picard to the Enterprise-D in the shuttlecraft Galileo before his first visit to the ship. She set out to Farpoint Station from Earth Station McKinley with most of the crew. En route, the Enterprise was intercepted and detained by the Q entity. Tasha wanted to fight him, but Picard refused her suggestion because of the tremendous power of the Q. While the senior staff was taken to the 21st century courtroom and put on trial by Q, Yar could no longer resist the urge to tell Q he was wrong for accusing humanity of savage childlike behavior. She was placed into some sort of deep freeze by Q as a punishment, but was later revived. Later, Yar took part in several away teams which investigated Farpoint Station and the Living Station's mate, which returned to seek vengeance against the Bandai for imprisoning the other creature. While the Enterprise was negotiating at the world of Ligon 2 for vaccine needed on Cyrus 4, the Ligonian leader Lutan became impressed with Natasha's martial arts skills and her physical beauty. As a show of defiance and boldness in line with the Ligon Code of Honor, he kidnapped her and brought her to his planet. Picard needed to negotiate both for her safe return and for the vaccine. However, Lutan was determined to have Yar as his first one, the ceremonial title of his wife. The current first one, Yarina, challenged Lutan's decision, requiring Yar to participate in a fight to the death with Yarina. In order to satisfy the needs of the culture and return to the Enterprise, Tasha fought and killed Yarina. Fortunately, samples of the poison used on Yar's weapon was returned to the Enterprise by Data, allowing Dr. Beverly Crusher to develop an antidote and revive Yarina once they were brought to the Enterprise. Yarina stripped Yutan of his title and offered him to Tasha, but she refused, stating that there would be complications. When the Enterprise was transported beyond the known universe by the Traveler to a place where matter and thought were not distinct, Yar hallucinated that she had returned to Turkana IV and was being chased by the rape gangs. Because of the matriarchal nature of the society on Angel 1, Yar took informal command of the away team, while Commander William T. Riker negotiated for the release of survivors from the freighter Odin. When Riker put on one of the sexualized outfits worn by men on the planet, she and Deanna had a good laugh at the first officer's expense. Well, we'll have to pick up the rest of Tasha Yar's life later.